Hi again, everybody. This is Travis Barrett, sports writer at the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. We are back for another edition of the Center Court podcast. This is the tournament edition, second full day of activity here at the Augusta Civic Center. Morning session was full of Class D boys and girls. And Class D South regional quarterfinals on the boys' side. Third-seeded Valley with a 73-50 win over number 6 Vinyl Haven. And number 2 Gold looked impressive. A 76-63 win over number 7 Temple, who is returning to the tournament for the first time in a few years. We went over to the girls' side after the two early morning games, and Temple, their girls' team, seeded third in Class D South, got a 42-40 win over Greenville, holding on at the end. And number 2 Vinyl Haven rolling over number 7 Highview in a game that was over almost as soon as it started. An 11-0 run to open the game for Vinyl Haven put things away. So those early games set the stage for the nightcap tonight. We've got A North boys quarterfinals tonight in the second session here at the Augusta Civic Center. The other regional quarterfinals will be played on both Class D boys and girls on Monday morning as they'll complete out those brackets with their quarterfinal action. But we got things off to a good start. Valley made a 6 a.m. wake-up call and bus trip to get to the Civic Center, and they looked pretty good in doing it. Sophomore Joey Thomas scored 18 points for the Cavaliers, and first-year coach Curtis Miller liked the way his team has played, especially getting off to such an early start here this morning.
We're not usually the 8:30 game because we're not usually the 3 seed. We're usually 1 or 2, or we're under that, so we usually play later on. I think I played at 8:30 once during my career. I don't know if you did. He played a couple, so we're used to it. We wake up early, make the trip down, make the best of it.
So after Valley was done dispatching a Vinyl Haven, Gould and Temple hit the court for a game that was really an offensive showdown, especially in the first half. Both teams scoring close to 20 points a quarter in the first half. And the game really came down to a shootout between Gould's Tyrese Collins and Temple's Brad Smith. They each scored 36 points. But like we said, Gould was able to stretch it out in the fourth quarter. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter to take the win and make their trip into the semifinals next week. Gould coach Chad Sturgis, pretty pleased with the way his team has played and was not surprised at all to see Collins leading the way.
Well, we're the second seed, and the only teams we've lost to are Class C schools, and we're in foul trouble each and every game that we lost. So if we don't get in foul trouble and we play, sky's the limit.
For Temple, really, just being at the Civic Center was a big accomplishment. I know we say it a lot, but for that team, it's true. They've rejoined the MPA a couple of years ago after playing unsanctioned schedule when they got their basketball program going again. And head coach Tom Simmons couldn't have been more proud of his team and the season they had, and certainly the efforts of Smith down the stretch. Just a huge performance. He scored 21 of his 36 points in the first half.
We usually are playing against much smaller teams.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it is. When we're playing against the bigger, quicker teams, it's harder for us to match up. We're not as athletic as they are.
So then we headed over to the girls' games, and like we said, second-seeded Temple held on late for the 2-point win over Greenville. Kiara Carr, senior, 21 points and 8 rebounds to lead the Barians. And she said it was a struggle out there, and it was a physical game, but that's exactly what Temple had expected from a young Greenville team that featured no seniors and just one junior on the roster.
Me and her work really well together, so she usually sees me on the floor wherever I am. So usually once I hit the first shot, that's when I start to kick in.
So a busy morning of action, the early session, 4 games in the Class D South Regionals and boys and girls. That was the first half of Saturday as we get ready for the nightcap Class A North boys quarterfinals. We've got Oceanside against Nokomis, Hampden against Coney. Coney, one of the few teams that could beat Hampden this year. The Hot Shooting Rams hope to do it again tonight. Probably the best game of the night, at least on paper. Number 4, Messalonskee against number 5, Gardner. That's an 8 p.m. tip-off. Two teams played a whale of a regular season game a couple of weeks ago. Should be a really, really good battle. A couple of good teams that can shoot and play inside. And then at 9:30 tonight, it all wraps up with top-seeded Madomic Valley against number 8, Skowhegan. The Indians are here by virtue of a double overtime win earlier this week in a preliminary round game. So that's where we're at the Civic Center. We're halfway through Saturday. We'll see you again tonight. with more sounds and highlights from a busy day of action, including, like we said, the Class A North Boys quarterfinals tonight. I'm Travis Barrett with the Kennebec Journal. Make sure you're reading us, centralmaine.com/sports. Find us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, live videos from post-game reaction, featuring players and coaches from teams that are involved here. Don't forget, again, also go follow Varsity Maine on Twitter and on Facebook. And we'll see you here again tonight at the Augusta Civic Center. Thanks for listening.